Hello, I'm Doug Peckinpah, Group Editorial Director of Snack Food and Wholesale Bakery, and this is the Ingrained Insights Podcast, a forum to explore the world of grain-based and other snack and bakery products. Today's guest is Cameron Smith, President and Co-Founder of Kodiak Cakes. Welcome to the show, Cameron.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Doug. Excited to be on the show.
Kodiak Cakes offers whole grain, protein-rich snack and bakery products like toaster waffles and flapjacks, mixes for various bakery products, microwavable cup products, graham crackers, and most recently, they added granola bars to the product lineup. Kodiak Cakes is also the 2020 Snack Food and Wholesale Bakery honoree as our Bakery of the Year. Cameron, how did Kodiak Cakes get its start?
So Kodiak Cakes started just over 25 years ago, so we're hitting our 25 mark. It doesn't feel like it was that long ago, but we have been around for a while. It started out as just a family pancake mix. Our CEO and founder, Joel Clark, his mom made these pancake mixes and put it in a bag, and he went door to door selling it to his neighbors. And years later, his older brother turned it into a pancake mix, and the rest is history. But there's a ton of details in there that I won't bore you with all of them, but today we're just past $200 million in revenue and around 80 employees and growing pretty quickly.
Well, that's great to hear about that growth. Can you talk about how the last couple of years have gone in terms of momentum for the company and for your products? What do you think is driving this growth, and how have things been selling lately?
Yeah, that's a really good question. You know, that's something that we've thought a lot about on how things are growing and why they're growing. As we look at what Kodiak's position is of whole grains, higher protein, so balanced nutrition, and then great tasting products. You know, for the longest time, we said whole grains taste better because for us, we notice there's a depth in flavor when you're having something with a whole grain as opposed to a white flour or refined flours. But what we wanted to do is we wanted to take this into parts of the grocery store that really we can drive growth to, that we can bring incremental users to the category. So we first started into pancake mixes, and we're able to bring a differentiated product and whole grains and higher protein and great tasting. And then we looked throughout the grocery store to see other places that we could go after as a brand, and we went after some baking items, then frozen waffles, oatmeals, and kind of everything else that you said earlier. And what we've seen is that millennials and other consumers are coming back to these categories, and it's giving them a reason to eat these products again that maybe they left years ago. Because for Kodiak, it's not about taking consumers to the very healthiest product, place that they can be. It's more about how do we shift what a new normal could be, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get people to eat a little bit better and be a little bit more active in the type of products that we're giving to them. And so the growth for us, it's been so big, and it's been exciting to see. It's been exciting to see consumers on social media talking about Kodiak and what feels like professing their love for the brand. I mean, we never thought that this would be possible, but we found that if you give a product that consumers can stand behind because it tastes great and their kids will eat it, and then there's those benefits of whole grains and higher protein and balanced nutrition, that it really starts to resonate with them. And so for us, a lot of growth has come from these new categories, getting into new retailers, but then we've also seen consumption of our products go up because there's more uses to it. And we came out with pancakes in a cup, so more of your midday or afternoon type of snacking offering. And then with this whole COVID time, it's been really unique to see everything that's happened there with that, the run on products, and how we've seen some of our household penetration increase at that time as well. So the growth has come from a lot of different ways, and we're just really excited about the path that Kodiak's on and continuing to deliver on that.
As I understand it, your appearance on Shark Tank really helped build some of this momentum, and raise a considerable amount of consumer awareness. Can you talk a little bit about that experience and how it impacted the brand?
Yeah, that's you're exactly right. When Joel and I were talking years ago, so before Shark Tank, and we were talking about how if we could just get this product into more consumers' hands, once people try Kodiak Cakes, they love it. We would get letters and phone calls from people saying how much they love the product and the brand. And so we knew if we could just find something that can kind of be that megaphone of a product that's out there that would resonate with people, that it could really accelerate the brand and where we're trying to go. And so with we reached out to Shark Tank, and we were pretty fortunate to be one of the people that they selected to go on the show. And Joel and I went out there and filmed the episode, and it was a really unique experience. It was the sharks were, they were really respectful. They asked some, really thoughtful questions, made us really think about what is our positioning and how important or how strong is it. We walked away from the show without doing a deal, and then we're pretty fortunate that they aired that episode later. And once they aired it, it did exactly what we were hoping and thinking that it could do. We were, we sold out at Target a couple of days after it aired. Our website crashed, even though we spent a ton of time trying to make sure that it wouldn't do that. And we had a ton of people comment on social media that, hey, I think the sharks were wrong, or I think this is a brand that can be successful. I've loved it, and my family's loved it, and I tell all my other friends about it. And so it was really, that was one of many inflection points that year. That was the same year that we started putting protein in our pancakes, and that's where Power Cakes came from. Before that, it was just a whole grain, great tasting pancake mix. And once we started putting protein in it, that also was kind of that inflection point. And I think, for smaller brands, you don't really have the budget to spend to accelerate some of that awareness like these larger financially backed companies do. And so for us, it was, hey, is there something scrappy we could figure out and go and do? So Shark Tank was just that. And quite honestly, going into the show, Joel and I were pretty hopeful that we could find a shark that would do the deal with us, because there's also experience and knowledge that they would bring to the table, but we were pretty far off, and so it didn't make sense for us to do something. But the episode continues to be aired on TV even to this day, and we continue to see a spike in sales when it gets aired. So it's kind of that tree that keeps on giving.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned a lot about interaction and kind of the fervor that some of your consumers have for the brand. I'd be interested to hear how you interact with your consumers. Is that primarily through social media?
Yeah, it's interesting because I remember all growing up, you'd always hear the phrase, the customer is always right. And it didn't have as much meaning to me. It was almost, even if the customer is wrong, they're still right, because it's all about making happy customers. And then what happened when social media came about, it was really about how are you making the customers happy? How are you really turning your customers into what you could call super consumers? How are you getting them so passionate about the brand that they'll tell their friends, they'll tell other people about it? Because if you can figure that out as a brand, that becomes your secret sauce, because now you've established a base of customers that not only love the product for themselves, but they're also selling it to their friends and families and other people they love because of that emotional attachment that the brand creates for them. And so for us, one of the things that we talk about as a company is being authentic, being who we are, being approachable. We have this a code of values, you would call it. And one of the things we talk about is come as you are and leave better. We want our consumers to feel the same way about us. We want them to see us on social media and to feel like it connects with them, that we understand them, that we are listening to them, because our consumers, they're exactly who helped get us here today. Without them, we wouldn't have a business. And so it's all about, you know, listening to them, talking to them, understanding what type of products they would want out of us, understanding what type of ingredients they would be concerned about or they would be excited about. We have a group of consumers that, you know, we'll reach out to them and ask questions on innovation that we're thinking or ingredients. We have a set of dietitians that we'll ask similar questions to. And really it's about how are we connecting with our consumers so that they feel a level of connectedness to us that we don't feel or seem like a big company, but we really feel like we're listening to them and, you know, taking note of what they're saying.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you for joining me today, Cameron.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Doug. It's been great to chat.
For the full story on Kodiak Cakes, see our 2020 Bakery of the Year cover story on the company in the March 2020 issue of Snack Food and Wholesale Bakery. Thank you for listening. This is Ingrained Insights.